Okay, I'm going to read one more poem from this manuscript, and then I'll end up with a couple poems from lighter poems from Lucky Life. I have two poems here where I'm wandering down the street with some. I discovered that I have a whole bunch of poems where I'm walking with somebody. I mean, two men talking. You know, just two men walking down the street talking. I have a poem in Red Bull called The Hungarian about that. And in one of these poems, I'm taking a walk with Philip Levine. And another one, I'm walking down the street with Ezra Pound. I think I'll do the Levine poem because it mentions that island where the Rotten Angels swam across to the Pennsylvania side. The poem is called Leaving Another Kingdom. It's a spring poem. I think this year I'll wait for the white lilac before I get too sad. I'll let the daffodils go, flower by flower, and the blue squill go, and the primroses. Levine will be here by then, waving fountain pens, carrying rolled up posters of Ike Williams and King Levinsky. He will be reaching into his breast pocket for maps of grim Toledo, showing the downtown grills and the bus stations. He and I together will get on our hands and knees on the warm ground and the muddy roses under the thorn tree. We will walk the mile to my graveyard without one word of regret. Two rich poets going over the past a little, changing a thing or two, making a few connections, doing it all with balance, stopping along the way, pet a wolf, slowing down at the locks, giving each other lectures on early technology, mentioning eels and snakes, touching a little on our two cities, cursing our Henrys a little, his Ford, my Frick, being almost human about it, almost decent, sliding over the stones to reach the island, throwing spears on the way, staring for 20 minutes at two robins, starting a life together in rural Pennsylvania, kicking a heavy tire, square and monstrous, huge and soggy, maybe a 49 Hudson, maybe a 40 Packard, maybe a Buick with mohair seats and silken cords and tiny panes of glass. Both of us seeing the same car, each of us driving our own brick roads, both of us whistling the same idiotic songs, the tops of trees flying, houses sailing along the way they did then. Both of us walking down to the end of the island so we could put our feet in the water, so I could show him where the current starts, so we could look for bottles and worn-out rubbers, Trojans full of holes, guarantee run out, love gone slack, love gone flat. A few feet away from New Jersey, near the stones that look like large white turtles guarding the entrance to the dangerous channel where those lovers, Tristan and his Isolde, Troilus and you-know-who, came roaring by on inner tubes, their faces wet with happiness, the shrieks and sighs left up the river somewhere, now their fingers trailing through the wake, now their arms out to keep themselves from falling, now in the slow part, past the turtles and into the bend, we sitting there putting on our shoes, he with Nike, me with Georgia loggers, standing up and smelling the river, walking single file until we reach the pebbles, singing in French all the way back, losing the robins forever, losing the Buick, walking into the water, leaving another island, leaving another retreat, leaving another kingdom. Let me read you a couple of short poems.